On December 20, 1943, a B-17 bomber named Ye Olde Pub, piloted by 21-year-old 2nd Lieutenant Charles Charlie Brown, flew a dangerous mission over Germany. Their target, an aircraft production facility in Bremen. But the factory was heavily defended, and as the bomber released its payload, anti-aircraft fire ripped into the plane, damaging two engines and leaving it struggling to keep up with its formation. Then came the German fighters. Multiple attacks from Messerschmitt Bf 109s and Focke-Wulf Fw 190 shredded the aircraft, knocking out its oxygen, hydraulics, and electrical systems. One more engine failed, the tail gunner was killed, and Lieutenant Brown himself briefly lost consciousness. When he came to, the bomber was barely 3,000 feet above the ground, and his remaining crew, many of them wounded, were still trapped on board. With no hope of bailing out, Lieutenant Brown chose to fight for home, struggling to keep the crippled plane in the air towards England. On the ground, German fighter ace Franz Stigler saw the lone B-17 limping through the sky. He climbed into his Messerschmitt Bf 109 and took off, quickly catching up to the bomber. Through the gaping holes in the fuselage, he could see the wounded men inside. His orders were clear: shoot down the enemy. But Stigler hesitated. He recalled the words of his commanding officer, quote, "If I ever see or hear of you shooting at a man in a parachute, I will shoot you myself," unquote. To Stigler, this was no different. Instead of firing, he pulled alongside the B-17 and gestured for the Americans to land. Lieutenant Brown, confused and wary, refused. Stigler then pointed towards Sweden, signaling that they could find safety there, but Brown didn't understand. Determined to ensure their survival, Stigler took an incredible risk. Flying in close formation beside Ye Olde Pub, he escorted the bomber past German anti-aircraft defenses, ensuring it wouldn't be shot down. As they neared the English Channel, Stigler saluted the American crew and turned back, letting them go. Against all odds, Lieutenant Brown nursed his battered aircraft across the sea and landed safely in England. The only fatality aboard Ye Olde Pub that day was tail gunner Sergeant Hugh Ecke Eckenrode, who was killed during the initial fighter attacks. For years, Charles Brown wondered why the German pilot had spared them. Decades later, in 1990, he placed an ad in a World War II veterans newsletter searching for answers. Stigler, who had since moved to Canada, saw the message and responded. When the two men finally met, Stigler told him, quote, "To shoot you down would have been dishonorable," unquote. From that moment on, the two pilots, once enemies, became lifelong friends, remaining close until they passed away just months apart in 2008.